season. Cougars have been ahead in 11. They've been behind in 11. Their record when trailing at the break is 3-7. They're a perfect 11-0 when leading at the interval. So that last 4 minutes of BYU really hurt. They went from up 3 to down 6 and now trail by 4 as we begin half number 2. And it'll be St. Mary's in possession going right to left as we see it and you hear it here in the half, in the second half of the play.
Well, they trail by 4, and it may be number 4 that determines whether BYU can win this game. I think Emory had a tough first half, but other than that, guys played well, but Nick needs to step it up.
Nick Emory averaging 15 points a game, 2 in the first half. Nahr with a drive and kick to Hermanson. They go topside to Rahon. Emory looks at Rahon, sees a screener come. Rahon beats Emory to the rim, and then the shot is short. Nick deflects it to KD. Rahon missing in tight, and BYU off the rebound. Jacob Hartsock didn't play a lot in the first half, had foul trouble. Screens for Collinsworth. Collinsworth's going to drive on Rahon, hand to KD. The pass behind Kyle. Turnover number 7, and now BYU has matched. It's turnover for the entire game in Moraga. 7 turnovers now for BYU. In a game with limited possessions, you can't throw that many away. They have 7 turnovers to 13 field goals made. One number's too high, the other's too low. Rahon on the bump. Left wing, Fitzner. Fitzner goes downstairs to Dane Pinot. Pinot, guarded by KD, gets to the rim. A double from Nick leaves Rahon open for 3. Back rims it. The rebound shoots out to Nick at the top of the key. Nick front court, left wing to Fish. Fish drives base. Nahr closes out. They give to Emory near the timeline. 1 minute gone here in the second half. No one scored. 37-33. St. Mary's the lead. A driving kick by Emory to Collinsworth, who goes to Fish for 3 straight away, and that's wide left. Offensive rebound number 4 of the night as Collinsworth secures it and resets to Fisher. Got to get extra possessions against St. Mary's, and that's done early in the second half by Kyle Collinsworth. Emory straight away, right wing to Fish. Base right, KD out to Hartsock. Hartsock guarded closely there by Fitzner. A soft double to KD working on Pinot. Nice. Jump hook over Pinot, and it goes with the right hand. KD makes it a two-point game. Kyle Davis makes it 37-35, and just like that, Randy Bennett goes to Kyle Clark, says, get my guy out of there. 90 seconds in, BYU makes it a two-point game as Fitzner on the angle left goes topside to Emmett Nahr. Nahr gets a high pick by Pinot. Under the screen goes Collinsworth, stays with Rahon. A kick to Rahon, and now straight away to Fitzner. Fitzner, Rahon topside. Rahon taking Emory to the base. Emory knocks it away and out of bounds. It'll be St. Mary's basketball with a 4-second shot clock. Another late shot clock situation for the Gales. 1:59 going half, gone in half number 2. BYU 37 and St. Mary's 35. Baseline trigger here from Joe Rahon. Rahon just to the right of the St. Mary's standard. Rahon holds it above his head to Nahr at 40 feet with 3 and with 2. Step back 3 by Nahr. It's no good. The rebound held off by KD. Taps it to Hartsock, who outlets to Fisher. Fisher, front court left. Stutter step on Nahr, then knocked away and taken away. Turnover number 8 for BYU. Now more turnovers in this game than they had the entire game in Moraga. Another possession goes Skiwampus for BYU. Left wing Nahr. 37-35, Gales by 2, 17:32 to go. Nahr takes it low, puts it high to Rahon. The post up to Pinot, and Pinot artfully to the right side of the rim and scoops off the window to make it a four-point game. 39-35, Dane Pinot's got 6 on the night. 3 by Emory, in and out. He's 1 for 8, 0 for 4 from 3. BYU 0 for its last 7 from distance. Rebound to St. Mary's, lead it by 4, look for more with 17:10 to play here in Provo. Nahr drives low, hands to Pinot. Pinot out to Clark, and Clark is held. It'll be a foul non-shooting with 17:03 to play. Hartsock has his third. Jake Hartsock caught reaching on that one. Nick Emory, 1 for 8 now and hasn't hit from distance, and that's been the difference maker in this game. They're not getting what they get from Nick normally. Joe Rahon with a baseline send in. Goes left corner. Nahr lets Emory go by on the flyby and then misses the 3, in and out. Then Emory's fouled by Nahr, working his way back up the floor. Nahr has his first foul. Gales have their first in the second half. 16:57 to play. BYU trails it by 4, 39-35.
BYU staying in this game because St. Mary's can't hit the 3. 2 for 12 is one of the better three-point shooting teams in the country.
They haven't had double-digit threes in a long time, and that was what they did regularly in the first half of the season. Hartsock, angle right, Emory. Emory looking to get going. Fisher, three-point land left around the high show from Pinot. A step back and now a post up to KD. KD bangs into Pinot once and twice, takes him low, sees a double, and the shot's blocked out of bounds by Clark with an 8-second shot clock.
Nice job by Pinot, held his ground, and that's just a good battle between two big men.
Collinsworth with an 8-second shot clock and a 16:35 game clock will send in on the end line to the left of the BYU standard. Jock Landale in. Dane Pinot is out. Collinsworth ready to pull the trigger. We'll send it all the way to Fisher near the timeline. 7-second shot clock. Fisher with 5, an NBA 3 that's in and out. And now BYU's 0 for its last 8 from 3. And Fish is now 3 of 8 from 3. BYU down 4, 39-35. Both teams chilly to start half number 2. They're 1 of 5 from the floor, are both the Gales and the Cougars. But you see St. Mary's in a 1 for 5 spurt. You hope to make up some ground, and BYU has not. Hermanson, high to Rahon, low to Landale. The running jump hook is front rimmed, and then Hermanson body checks Collinsworth in midair, sends him to the ground on Hermanson number 2, on St. Mary's number 2 of half number 2. And with 16:07 to play, BYU gets the ball back, still down 4. But the Cougars shooting now is not good enough to win at 39%. St. Mary's is an off night right now. They're at 41%. This is the best shooting team in the country. They're at 41%. And yet BYU's not able to take advantage on the offensive end yet. They're down 4, 39-35. Hartsock will sit on 3 fouls. Kafusi checks in. Corbin, after back-to-back double-figure scoring games, scoreless on 0 of 1 in this one.
Crowd kind of sitting on its hands, waiting for something to happen. BYU's the last 2 threes been in and out. Just need one to go, get the crowd fired up a little bit.
That's a big crowd, too. 15,000-plus here tonight as Emery drives right to the rim and misses at the rim. The putback, though, is huge by Kofusi. Did BYU need that? Emery goes 1 for 9 now. Misses right at the rim, but Corbin's there for the stick back. 39-37, BYU within 2. Emery gets bumped off by Fitzner, who passes left wing Rahon. Down low to Landale. Landale's jump hook is back rim. That's a close-in miss. That the Cougars rebound. Collinsworth ahead to Fisher. Fisher driving past Rahon. Rahon bumps Fish. Non-shooting. Timeout on the floor. 15:32 to go. But the Gales are racking up the fouls early in half number 2. That's a good sign. Only 3, but it is 3 on St. Mary's here in the second half. Timeout on the floor. 15:32 to go. BYU with the ball. Chance to take a lead. Tie or take a lead next. 39-37. Gales lead it on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
It starts with a and soon it's you go from sitting and to sitting in your on your way to then one day and before you know it starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks in, score! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Meh in the Morning with C-list guests, boring callers, and that one song we keep playing. Brought to you by the same old breakfast muffin sandwich. It doesn't get more meh than this. Trust me.
Move on from meh mornings. Try the breakfast crunch wrap from Taco Bell. Stuffed with scrambled eggs, bacon, and melted cheddar cheese, plus a whole crispy hash brown, wrapped up and freshly grilled in a warm tortilla. The breakfast crunch wrap. It's more of a meal than a muffin. Wake up, live Moss. At participating locations, served during breakfast hours.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education? Career? Your family? What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehi, Utah, connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU fans, don't miss the BYU basketball game this Saturday versus Pacific. 2 o'clock here at the Marriott Center. AAA members, show your membership card at the ticket office for a discounted ticket to the game, or use promo code AAA, AAA, at BYUtickets.com. Cougar basketball as we come back in off the inbounds, driving it right to the rim and scoring. It's KD from KC. Davis from Collinsworth. The two Kyles connect, and BYU ties the game at 39.
Well, coaches deserve those points because that was a beautifully designed inbounds play.
Good call by Terry Nashik. A good execution by the two Kyles. 15-15 to play. BYU's erased the four-point halftime deficit. We're square at 39. Joe Rahon, angle right up top to Kyle Clark. Left wing Rahon to Nahr. Nahr drives around Collinsworth. Sees a defender and Kafusi come along. And the turnover is forced as a wavered pass goes to the timeline and out of bounds at the far sideline. St. Mary's only its fourth turnover of the game. 39-39 in BYU basketball.
The crowd getting into it a little bit now, and great help from Kafusi to pin Nahr on the baseline, forcing the throw out a little too high.
St. Mary's only 2 points in the first 5 minutes of the second half. BYU is 6-2 spurt. We're square at 39. Once Nick Emery gets going, BYU could be okay in this one. Nick right to the rim, hands off to KD, and KD, no! It spins off the rim. There was some contact, yeah. No call.
I think he had an easy bucket, tried to draw the foul, and had a lot of contact and didn't get the basket. Didn't get either.
Usually try and draw the foul against St. Mary's, you don't hear the whistle. Emery is caught reaching as Rahon drives, misses the lay-in, but off the back iron. The foul is called on Emery as Rahon missing it on the drive off the flange, and it'll be to the free throw line, Joe Rahon. They've changed the fouls, by the way. Rahon just with the two, and they've given Hermanson two, Rahon two. They had to correct that from the last time out, and that they did. So Rahon just two, Hermanson now officially with two. St. Mary's with three in the second half to BYU's two. This is a shooting foul. Rahon will shoot two. These will be his first free throws of the game. He's got 9 points on the evening. Against BYU, 8 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Rahon makes the free throw. He's only a 55% low for a point guard of his ilk. 55% free throw shoot. That's 10 points on the night. 40-39, St. Mary's by one. But BYU again, a miss right at the rim tonight. The last one, Davis, and that's 2 for 2 for Joe at the other end on free throws. 11 for Rahon. BYU down to 41-39. Nick Emery straight away. Nick on 1 for 9 shooting right now. Collinsworth to the right junction. Spin low on Rahon. Rahon stays with his body as Collinsworth deftly banks and scores. Collinsworth answers the two free throws with a make at the rim and 41-41. 14-14 to play. Rahon takes it right to the basket. Kafusi forcing the miss. Landale tips it out of bounds. BYU basketball.
Great recovery. Kafusi with the block. But man, Rahon just pushed off on that shot. I got to see that. BYU comes away clean with it, though.
BYU basketball brought to you by Deseret First Credit Union, serving the LDS community since 1955. KC with a jump hook in the left hand.
Got
rolls
back
off the back iron, but he gets the offensive rebound on a new clock for Collinsworth. Collinsworth gets to the middle on Rahon. That one goes in long! Right to the rim! A scoop and a score!
Oh, what an effort. A great move, but it doesn't go. Had no business getting that rebound, Greg. He got it and then finishes off with a three-point opportunity.
Foul number three on Rahon. And 43-41, BYU leads by two. Collinsworth to the free throw line to complete a three-point play. Only BYU's third free throw attempt of the night. Team foul number four on St. Mary's. And Rahon's got three as Collinsworth knocks down the free throw. 44-41. BYU down four at the break. Leading it by three. The first lead since 31-28. And Rahon, who rarely sits, plays with three fouls. Topside to Clark. The BYU fans suddenly alive here in Provo. Nahr to 18 feet. Hand flow to Landale. Landale right to the rim. He was fouled. A good foul by Kafusi. Make Landale earn it at the free throw line. Corbin picks it up, but you take that foul. Team fouls even now. Four apiece with 13:33 to play here in Provo. Is that just team foul number three? I think it's just three on BYU here in the second half. Apologies as Landale will shoot two. He's 3 of 4 tonight. 7 points on the night. Shooting into the rock section now. The student section here in the second half. Landale gets two. The foul to Kafusi is third. That's a make by Landale. He's made three in a row, 8 points on the night, averaging 10 a game. St. Mary's last and only field goal here in the second half came 4 minutes ago. Sitting is Clark, and checking in is... Fitchner or Pinot that just checked in. It'll be Pinot as Landale goes 2 for 2. And now 9 points on the night. Austin in for Kyle Davis. 44-43. BYU by one with 13:33 to play.
St. Mary's now 11 of 13 from the free throw line. BYU just has taken three, made all three, but that's a big difference in this game, keeping St. Mary's in this game.
Cougar basketball, Collinsworth playing with two fouls, goes right wing to Emery. When is Emery going to get going? He may be the difference maker in this game. Nick Emery to the bump, into a three.
Got it!
And BYU by four, 47-43. Nick Emery's first three. It's a massive make. 13-10 to go here in Provo. Rahon, topside Pinot, left wing to Nahr. Emmett Nahr looks low to Landale, goes high to Hermanson, a three to answer. No! And a rebound to Collinsworth. BYU the four-point lead. Down floor Emery. Nick on the left wing to KC straight away. Angle right fish. St. Mary's 1 for 9 shooting here in the second half. Nick setting up for three on the right wing. Goes repost to Landale, and Landale knocks it out of bounds. It will stay BYU basketball with a 16-second shot clock. Cougars by four, 47-33. The Cougars' game-high lead has been five. 12:48 to play. Collinsworth baseline send in to Fisher. Fisher, right corner. Nahr closing him out. Emery for another three. Front rims it. Rebound that Chase Fisher sprints after and collects.
10 offensive rebounds for BYU to 4 for St. Mary's.
They've doubled their tail total from the first half. Collinsworth to Nick. Straightaway Fish. Cycle to Nate on the wing right side. They slough off of Austin. Austin's open on the wing right side. Gives to Collinsworth. Collinsworth guarded by Rahon. Rahon stares at Collinsworth. A soft double comes to Kyle in the right block. Now a hard double. Descend open. Austin shoots. Scores! 15-footer! The open man's Nate Austin, and BYU for the first time tonight leads by 6, 49-43.
They sold the farm to stop Collinsworth, and Austin made him pay.
Rahon, penetration, send out to Nahr. Under 12 timeouts coming up. Fans on their feet here in Provo. Nahr with a drive down the base. Knocked out of his hands. And timeout on the floor. St. Mary's ball after this. 11:54 to go. BYU on a 10-2 run. And the fans stand to escort the Cougars to timeout with 11:54 to play. BYU 49, St. Mary's 43 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOUGS. Bodyguards.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
Leon Wall in the IMG Network Studios. Gonzaga leading at Loyola Marymount 20-13 with 11:50 left to go in the first half. Now back to Greg and Mark at the Marriott Center.
Thank you, Leon. Moments ago, Nick Emery's first three of the night. We're going to call an Advance Auto Parts clutch shot of the game. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage. BYU 49 and St. Mary's 43. St. Mary's, which really cleaned up on BYU in the paint in the first half, has been outscored by BYU 10-4 in the paint in the second half. St. Mary's ball as we come back in. Off the inbounds trigger, Ray Anar to Hermanson. Missed the three, left corner. The rebound knocked out of bounds by St. Mary's. It's BYU basketball. Wow. Anar was wide open off the inbounds trigger. Didn't take the three. Gave it to Hermanson, who missed the three. Hermanson now 0 for 3 from 3. BYU basketball up 6 now, 49-43.
That's good play for St. Mary's. Wide open look. Now, I think 2 for 14 from 3.
Second nationally in three-point percentage. The post up by Collinsworth. A send out to the open. Fisher.
Got it! 3! BYU by 9! 52-43!
11:32 to play. Fisher with 16.
Kyle finding people now. Triple-double watch for Kyle.
Landale on the bump. 8-0 BYU run. Nahr. Closed out on by Collinsworth. Now Rahan straight away. 11:15 to play. Rahan whips it to Hermanson. Hermanson on the arc left. Goes mid-alley left to Landale. The hand to Pinot. Out to Rahan for three. Big shot, got it. Joe Rahan with his second three. First field goal of the second half. Ends the BYU run. It's a six-point game. 52-46. They don't panic. They don't get frazzled. Chase Fisher drives and is blocked at the rim. Hermanson leading a two-on-two the other way. Hermanson into the paint. Banks too strong. Rebound to Landale. Bank missed it. Oh, how'd he miss it? The rebound to Kafusi. Cougars catch a break. Down four, Fisher. On the wing right side. Angle left, Collinsworth. Knocked away by Pinot. Tracked down by Fisher at the timeline. 52-46, BYU by 6 after the make by Rahan. Rahan guards Kyle, who turns it over in the paint, and Nars breaking away. Lays it up and in. Four-point game, 52-48, five in a row for St. Mary's after BYU went up 9.
A couple turnovers. Easy buckets for St. Mary's. They're back in it.
10 minutes even to play. BYU by 4, 52-48. Collinsworth just inside the arc, behind the back pass to Fisher for three. No. Rebound saved in on the end line by Pinot. Boy, things change just that suddenly. Rahan to the right junction, now to the right arc. Starts on Emery, the send out to Pinot. Pinot, far sideline, Nahr. Emmett Nahr to the bump, Emmett Nahr to the paint. Knocked away, taken away! Collinsworth on the steal!
He's
Collinsworth driving it to the rim, and dunks it off!
Hermanson dived at him to foul him. He couldn't get there. Kyle throws it home.
Timeout to Randy Bennett. Huge play. Puts BYU up 6, 54-48. We'll call that a Zions Bank shot of the game. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Collinsworth, the drive and the dunk. BYU 52, St. Mary's 46. Full timeout on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky, three. Got it! BYU by 9!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
The best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is everything, and we've been going for 50 years.
We have been to Chuck-O-Rama from Boise to St. George and everyone in between.
I love the carrot salad. It's just like what my mom made. There's the carrots, the pineapple, the raisins.
I like the baked chicken and especially the squash. I go back two or three times for the squash.
Chuck-O-Rama has kept us coming back for 50 years.
The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama. Let's hear it for crossover dribbles and driving the lane. For pick and rolls, give and goes, and three-pointers from way downtown. Let's hear it for basketball and the sweet squeak of sneakers on the floor. From pickup games to big games to friendly games of horse in the driveway. From all of us at Shields, keep hustling and enjoy. Shields, we're right there with you and right there in Sandy at 114th and State Street.
Welcome. Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats. And the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU fans, you can feel the excitement of game day every day in a Nissan. A proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on America's most exciting lineup innovation. That excites. Excitement captures tonight's game here in Provo. BYU 54, St. Mary's 48 with 9:33 to play.
Great defense in this half. Really doing a good job shutting down St. Mary's. Corbin Kafusi, big part of that. Real presence at the rim, turning away the shot St. Mary's was getting in that first half.
Emmett Nahr, left wing to Rahan. BYU in a 1-3-1. Nahr, right wing. Fitchner. And a jump-in steal by Collinsworth. Collinsworth bumped by Nahr. Goes right wing Fish. Fish in front court. Back to Collinsworth. BYU very engaged defensively here in the second half. Best shooting team in the country. St. Mary's shooting 21% after the break. Collinsworth measuring his man. Takes it into three defenders in the paint. Sends out to Emery between the rings. Down to a 10-second shot clock. 8:55 game clock. Fisher takes Hermanson low. Kick to base right. Nate Austin in and out. Put by... Oh. A putback by Kafusi's no good, but the foul is called on Dane Pinot. Pinot fouled Kafusi on his way to the rim for the putback.
That should be a shot.
BYU's offensive rebound work here in the second half, stellar. And the second chance points, 16-5 in BYU's favor in this game. Cooper's really going after it, battling for every ball. And Kafusi now with two big free throws. His team is up six. Corbin had a nice night at the line on Saturday, went 8-for-10. Shoots two here, makes number one. So Corbin Kafusi took his free throw number from 52 before the Pepperdine game to 58% after the Pepperdine game on the season, that is. And he makes his first here, BYU by 7, 55-48.
He's been guarding the goal on defense, making it very difficult for St. Mary's. That's a step in. If a miss, that's a step in.
Free throw lane violation by St. Mary's. Corbin will do it again on the miss. BYU basketball brought to you by Deseret First Credit Union, serving the LDS community since 1955. Fitzner stepped in, and Fitzner will now step out. And Randy Bennett will barely look at him on his way to the bench. It'll be another free throw attempt for Corbin Kafusi. 55-48, BYU by 7. Corbin can make it 8, gets a mulligan on the free throw, and makes it pay off. 2-for-2 on the trip. BYU by 8. 56-48. It got to 4. Since then, 4 in a row by BYU. The Cougs 5-for-5 at the free throw line tonight. BYU zoning it. Nahr. Out of a double. Left wing Hermanson. Angle left Rahan. High lob to Nahr. Nahr goes low to Landale. Landale. Too strong on the lane attempt. Adjusted or altered by Kafusi. The rebound to Austin. Down floor to Fish. Fish to the trailer. Nate back to Chase. Chase, angle left, Collinsworth. 8:22 to go. BYU by 8. The Cougars play for their first double-digit lead of the night on this possession. Fisher to the bump. Crossover on Nahr. Now down the pink. It's a screen by Kafusi, and they call the foul on St. Mary's. Team foul number 6. Non-shooting, unless they say Chase was in the act.
It's got to be on the shot.
Okay, yep, yeah, we're going to give him shots. Mark, right you are. So Emmett Nahr picks it up. That's team foul number 6. So BYU may get to the bonus here in the second half, which is news. They took only 2 free throws in the first half. Will now have their 4th and 5th here in the second half as Fisher rattles home the free throw. It wanted to climb out and it fell back in. Go to your home. 57-48. BYU by 9. This for the Cougars' first 10-point lead of the night. And there it is. Chase Fisher 2-for-2. 6-0 run answering after the Gales got to within 4. 58-48 with 8 minutes to play. Double-digit lead down the stretch. Can the Cougars close it out against the nation's number 25 team? Emery goes for the steal. Almost got it, but Nahr recovers. Nahr, then deflection. Steal! Steal Collinsworth! There he goes again! Throws it home! The steal, the sprint, the score! And the timeout to Randy Bennett!
Collinsworth, 15, 9, 7. Amazing.
Timeout, we'll take it. 7:51 to go. BYU 60, St. Mary's 48. On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a just as you sit down to watch the game, your wife asks you to hang the drapes, but then says never mind because she doesn't like the color kind of close shave. So, lather up, America.
Barbasol. A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a just missing the elevator with your coworker Stinky Pete seconds before a massive power outage kind of close shave. So, lather up, America.
Barbasol.
A couple of game day tips for you sports fans.
First things first, head to Zaxby's.
Right, then get all your favorites.
You know, Zaxby's chicken, crinkle fries, drinks, Texas toast.
During the game, eat a crinkle fry before the other team shoots a free throw.
They miss.
Exactly. And when you dunk chicken fingers in the sauce,
game time dunk.
It's science. Oh, and when it's crunch time, go with Nibblers.
You can thank us later.
We're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs!
Cleon Wall in the IMG Network Studios. The Brigham Young University women's basketball team playing at Pacific tonight with 6:33 left in the first half. Cougars lead the Tigers 20-17. Lexi Rydalch, the leading scorer for the Cougars, with 11 points so far in the game. And 16th-ranked Oregon on the men's side leading Colorado 57-40 with 9:05 left in the game. Now back to Greg and Mark at the Marriott Center.
Leon, thanks again. That last play before our timeout, another Kyle Collinsworth steal at the midcourt line, drive and dunk. We'll call our Nissan exciting play of the game. Nissan, a proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Innovation that excites. BYU locked in defensively, leading it by 12 now. It's an 8-0 run in 146. St. Mary's 3 of 15 from the field here in the second half, Mark, at BYU. Great. 10 for 21.
Great defense. Three turnovers in the last couple minutes for St. Mary's. That's almost doubles what they had for the whole game.
St. Mary's basketball, but they've come back down big late to win games. Most recently, down 7, under 4 to go up Pacific. Came back to win another. Oh, it's on almost steal. Fisher couldn't secure it. Hermanson ends up recapturing and giving to Rahan. Rahan with an 8-second shot clock. Top of the key. Step back on Kafusi on the mismatch. Knocked out his hands. Oh, it's a steal and a foul. They call the foul.
Hopefully this will be on the pass.
Emery picks it up. Is that 3 on Nick? And 2 on Emery. Non-shooting. It was on a pass, so baseline send in here. 7:25 to go. Randy Bennett's going to check Dane Pinot back in. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen. Siegfried and Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 25 years. Baseline trigger for Joe Rahan. Rahan with the count at 3. The count at 4. Open 3. No, Rahan won't take it. Goes to Hermanson on the angle left. 7:20 to go. BYU by 12. Hermanson around Emery right to the rim. Blocked by Kafusi! But it's slapped out to Rahan. Rahan, base left. Hermanson, drive, float, crazy shot, no. And then the Cougars secure the rebound. They ran up Fisher's back, no call, but it's all right. The Cougars have the ball. Up 12, 7 minutes to go. Great possession.
Kafusi has been a wall. You try and throw it up in the paint, it's going to get sent back.
4 points, 5 rebounds, a bunch of alterations. Great hustle by CK tonight. 6:50 to go. The Cougars lead by 12. Nation's number 25 team, St. Mary's, here in Provo tonight. Collinsworth out front to Fish for 3. No, but an offensive rebound. Corbin in, put back and score. Corbin Kafusi on cue. Off the window for 2. And BYU by 14. The game high lead, 62-48.
What a performance. What a stud.
Joe Rahan, front court for St. Mary's. 6.5 to go. Can the Cougars hang on and get a marquee, resume-boosting, landmark win here in Provo? Hermanson to Rahan. Rahan, base left, Landale. Skip pass, deflected, but finds his way to Nahr. Open is Hermanson for 3, and he knocked it down. Good Calvin shot. Hermanson with a shot that maybe keeps the Gales in it. 64-51, ends a 10-0 run as the Gales went 4 minutes without scoring. 5:55 to go. Double-digit lead, 5 and change to go. Collinsworth wiping away the hand of Rahan. BYU will shoot on the next foul. Rahan reaching out to Collinsworth. Hands to Fisher on a 10-second shot clock. Fish to Emery. Emery quick pass to KC down low. Right post, posting up Rahan. Sees a double. Turnaround jumper. Yes! Oh, what a shot by Kyle Collinsworth! by 13.
Shooter's bounce there. Wow.
64-51. 5:25 to go. Collinsworth on 15-9-7. Pinoe drives low. Right to the rim. Blocked by Kabusi. To the right corner, Hermanson. Saved in by the Gales. Rahan. Bounce pass to Marr. Nard deflected to Hermanson. Three. Again. Calvin Hermanson. 10-point game. 64-54. Calvin Hermanson keeping the Gales alive with five even to play.
Big, big shot. Kabusi was on him. Just hit it. Tough.
And a timeout. We'll stay right here. 4:54 to go. 30-second break. BYU 64, St. Mary's 54, and Calvin Hermanson with a couple of clutch threes. He misses those. Cougs get the rebound. Things start to slip away a little bit, but he's got them hanging in. Three of St. Mary's last four makes are from the arc. But BYU's got a 10-point lead. The foul's in their favor. They'll shoot the rest of the way, and now KD's going to check back in the game. You'd expect BYU to go inside, get stuff from Kyle, if not, get to the line, and help to finish this one out.
Another thing they're talking about in this timeout is knowing where Hermanson is. He's hit two. You can't let him hit three. You've got to be all over that guy. If someone else beats you, Nahr or Rahan, that's fine, but Hermanson can't hit another one. So see what BYU draws up out of the timeout. They're good at drawing up a play out of a timeout.
12 points for Hermanson. Had 21 against BYU and Moraga.
Sometimes they run that lob to Kyle. We'll see.
15-second shot clock, 4:45 game clock. Collinsworth, short corner right, pass to Fisher. Fisher hands low to KD. KD, I beg your pardon, Kabusi, reverses and is fouled. He'll get free throws. Team foul number 7. Jock Landale picks it up. It'll be Kabusi at the free throw line for two with his team up 10, 64-54. BYU basketball brought to you by America First Credit Union with low rate loans, free mobile banking, and free checking accounts. America First offers convenient and affordable tools that help you manage your money however you choose. Corbin short on the first. America First Credit Union, where members come first. And Corbin misses the first in a 10-point game, 64-54. Second for Corbin. With 4:41 to play. That's strong. 0-for-2 on the trip. Got to find a way late to get her done. 10-point lead. 4.5 to go. Rahan. Pinoe topside. Angle left Hermanson. Landale left block. They single team him with Kabusi. Landale one bounce, a give up to Rahan. Rahan takes Emery to the paint, backs it up to the left arc. Under 10 on the shot clock. Emery stays with Rahan, gets a pick from Landale. Landale, and on the drive, a foul. Team foul number 5. It's a new clock and no shots. Emery's got his third.
Terrific defense from Nick. He gets the foul there, but that's just great defense.
4:15 to play. St. Mary's triggering in on a full shot clock right beneath the basket. Hermanson, and he lays it up and in. 14 points for Hermanson. BYU's lead was 14. It's down to 8. St. Mary's was in this same place, down 7 against Pacific and 1 on the weekend. Collinsworth to the free throw line. Mid post left. Sees a double. Sends out to Fisher. Hermanson with the last 8 for St. Mary's. The Cougar killer in Moraga trying to do it again here in Provo. 10-second shot clock. Collinsworth into the paint. Lobs it up. Deflected. Finds Kabusi. Kabusi trying to go back up and he's fouled. More free throws after this. 3:44 to go. BYU down 8. 64-56. Back at the free throw line. Kabusi 0-for-2 a moment ago. Looking to make him this time around here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our 5 locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
BYU basketball presented by Progressive will return after this. Comparing rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a coach giving the ultimate pep talk. Listen, the proper technique is going to Progressive.com so you can see Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates, even if we're not the lowest, like we practiced. And remember, no matter what happens, the important thing is to try and save some money out there.
Thanks, coach.
Man, I love this job.
Compare rates and save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Well, fans, for a great meal or a gourmet shake before or after the game, stop into JCW's The Burger Boys, located at Thanksgiving Point, American Fork, Provo, and now South Jordan. Experience quality and a lot of it. BYU 64, St. Mary's 56, under four to play, 3:44. In fact, BYU has not lost a game this season when leading at the five-minute mark, 13-0 when leading with five to play. Free throw missed by Corbin Kafusi. He's now missed three in a row. BYU by eight. Nerve-wracking time here at the Marriott Center as Corbin looking to make one of two as he come back and makes the second. So, nine-point lead, 65-56. Corbin goes one for two. BYU is 16-6. Points the paint advantage here in the second half, hoping it pays off. Rahan front court. Pino, top of the key. Sees a double into Landale. Out to Rahan. Three. He got it. The Gales doing what they do. They do not panic. It's a six-point game. 65-59, 3:21 to go. Four consecutive threes made by the Gales, who've struggled mightily from distance.
Two for 14 before that.
Rahan makes threes at ends of games. He beat Pacific with threes late in the contest. Emery to the bump. Emery to the left elbow. Backdoor, turnover, or foul?
Kick.
It's a kick and a reset to 15 seconds. 3:06 on the game clock. BYU has played shakily since going up 14. 65-59. It's down to a six-point game. And the Gales, they've been here so many times before, not rattled. Kafusi back to Emery. 3 minutes to play. Nick at the far sideline, under 10, around the high show by Landale. Emery gives it up to Collinsworth, far sideline, with six and with five. A three from Kyle that's no good, and the rebound to Pino. 2:45 to go. BYU led by 14 with seven to go. It's down to six with two and a half to play. Going to have to do it on defense. The shots are drying up on the offensive end right now. Hermanson between the rings. 10-second shot clock. They just run their stuff. Rahan near the timeline. Down to five. Down to four. They got to close out on Rahan. He steps back and shoots another three that's missed. The rebound, Landale.
Emery's on the floor.
Loose ball foul. Free throws for BYU.
It'll be Emery.
It'll be team foul number nine. Is it eight or nine? Either way, free throws for Nick. One and one. It's nine, so BYU will be in the double bonus the rest of the way, but right now it's one and one, and the Cougars have missed free throws of late. 8 for 11, and all the misses have come recently. But the Cougars have done what they needed to do, get to the stripe in the second half. Only two free throw attempts in the first half. This will be number 10 here in the second half. And Nick, one and one, a guy who struggled tonight, 2 for 11, 1 of 6 from three, can help BYU with free throws and rattles that one in. Wow, 66-59, 2:21 to play. Emery on 6 points. They have scored maybe his biggest point of the night right there. Austin will check in.
And
KD will check out.
It's a great free throw shooter, but has struggled late, so that's a big confidence builder for Nick to make that first one.
Second by Emery. No, 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 no. And Fitzner with the rebound. BYU by seven. It's a three-possession game. 66-59. 2:14 to go. Got to get a stop. It's all about the stops. Nahr, drive, scoop, miss, rebound. Kafusi secures it and outlets to Emery. And now the Cougars going to run some clock. With 2 minutes to go, they've got a lead of seven. A and make that, on this possession, Mark, might about do it.
That shot was a Kafusi shot because Nahr threw that up so high, didn't want to get it blocked, missed it badly.
BYU's last win over a ranked team here at home almost 2 years ago against Gonzaga. Chase Fisher with a high screen from Austin. Takes it low, takes contact, misses, but he's fouled. He'll get free throws. A putback dunk by Austin will not count. Chase to the line with 1:43 to go. They had to get points out of the possession, and they may. 66-59, team foul number 10. BYU shoots two the rest of the way. And Rahon, who rarely leaves the floor, has fouled out. That is five on Joe Rahon.
Tell you what, this guy is a terrific player. I mean, he's a guy you want running your team. He got frustrated a little bit trying to guard Collinsworth, and he picked up some fouls. But, man, he's a good player.
Well, here it is, Mark. BYU can come away with a 9-point lead if Fisher makes his free throws. This is the first regular season game outside of California for St. Mary's since they played BYU here last year. That's a long time, and the welcome has been rude tonight here in the Marriott Center. So far, 66-59. BYU leads by 7, 1:43 to go, as Rahon hears the left-right all the way to the bench.
Well, in this situation, you can only lose if you helped him out by missing free throws, by turning the ball over. St. Mary's are going to have to huck up some three-point shots as well. Get out, extend your defense. If you can make some free throws and not do anything dumb, you can ride it in here from this point. First free throws missed, so wow.
He was 4-for-4 and 80% on the season. A miss there by Fish. 7-point game. BYU could be up double digits with the free throws late. Fisher makes the second of two. Still a three-possession game. 67-59. 100 seconds to play.
It's no threes. Got to extend the D.
Gonzalez, left wing Hermanson. Hermanson has been hitting threes late. Nahr. Collinsworth gets into Nahr. Right in his back pocket. Nahr drives on KC. Hangs back and short. Rebound. Austin Kafusi lost it out of bounds. Oh, they both had it. And they lose it out of bounds with 1:27 to go. St. Mary's basketball, new shot clock. Of course, the shot clock is of no concern. They need to hustle. 1:27 to go. They got the miss and couldn't squeeze the board. St. Mary's triggering on the end line. Nahr. BYU may be a stop away from a win here. Nahr beneath the basket to the right of the standard. Looks base, looks high, lobs it out to Fitzner. 1:25 to play. Nahr comes to meet. BYU 67, St. Mary's 59. 1:20 to go. Nahr around the pick by Landale. Stopping at the arc, popping and missing from three. Rebound Kafusi. 8 rebounds for Corbin. Outlet to Chase. And with 1:10 to go, BYU the lead of 8 and the ball.
Foul. I'd foul Collinsworth. They do.
Collinsworth is fouled, and Hermanson will shoot two as they rake Kyle around the neck. Collinsworth to the line. BYU just 10 of 15 at the free throw line. He'll shoot two, and BYU shoots two the rest of the way. Cougars 67, St. Mary's 59. BYU without a top 50 RPI win this season. This would be that win, a ranked win, and a win that would keep BYU's title hopes alive in the WCC. Two for KC. Number one is no good.
The missed free throws are catchy, and BYU's got a bad case of the misses right now, but still maintaining the lead. Got to get one of these. Nahr helps out. Guy shoots over 50%, 57% from three. Had a wide open look.
How about this? BYU was 7-for-7 at the line, and they've since gone 3-for-8. Those are the misses. Second by Kyle.
Short.
Nothing out of the possession. One minute even to go. BYU keeping the Gales in it with free throw misses. Nahr to the bump. Nahr, jump pass left. Fitzner. Fitzner will fake it, drive it, and dribble it out of bounds. Just turn it over with 54.4 to go. Now they got to get it into the free throw shooter's hands and finish this one out. Austin will check out. KD in. 67-59. It's not artistic, but nobody's going to care here in 54 seconds if the Cougars get out of here with the W. It's been low scoring. It's been a grinder. There have been free throw misses, a bunch of them late that might have sealed the deal, but the Cougars have the ball with under 55 to go and a lead of 8. Collinsworth will trigger in. Emery, KD, Fish, and Kafusi on the floor with Collinsworth. Kyle with a baseline send-in on the St. Mary's end line. In to Emery. They're not fouling immediately. Emery is bumped now in backcourt by Nahr, and Nick goes back to the line. Now he'll make them both. 67-59. This would give BYU a 10-point lead. Nick's going to shoot two. Again, the last win at home over a ranked team almost 2 years ago, February 20th, 2014, against the Zags. The only time St. Mary's came in here as a ranked team, they won. Emery rattles it home. BYU by 9, 68-59.
What a defensive effort. Credit the coaches at halftime. Credit the players. But this defense in the second half has been phenomenal. Aside from a couple threes from Hermanson, I mean, it's just been dominating.
And there's two for two from Nick Emery. Just when the Cougars needed him most. St. Mary's, the nation's best shooting team, is shooting 37%. And this would be a season low for St. Mary's. 45 seconds to go. BYU 69, Gales 59. Taking a three off a pump fake is Franklin Porter. It's missed and rebounded by Nate Austin. He's fouled, and two free throws for BYU at the other end. That's going to do it, folks. 39 seconds to go. St. Mary's missing its last five from the field. That foul will go against Stephon Gonzalez, and Nate Austin will shoot two with a team up 10. St. Mary's has a history of strong comebacks late, but this is too late. The deficit's too big. BYU's going to win this one here at home. And the Gales are going to fall to 3-3 in true away games, a very home-heavy, California-heavy schedule. Now sees the Gales leave the state for the first time in a year for a regular season game, and will lose here at the Marriott Center. BYU gets to 70, 70-59 over the Gales.
Nate, another terrific game for Nate. Five boards, but hit a couple big shots, Greg. BYU needed, misses that one, 1-for-2.
BYU 13 of 21 at the free throw line, maybe just good enough to win it tonight. 70-59. Franklin Porter from the right elbow shoots short, rebound. Porter follows his miss with 28 seconds to go and then lost it out of bounds. And if Randy Bennett backs off, this game is over. The lead is 11, 27.1 on the clock. And the Cougars are going to bring in Davin Gwynn to seal this ranked win. Collinsworth is going to sit on 17-9-7. What a night for KC. Collinsworth out, Gwynn in, Hartsock in, along with Braden Shaw. Nate Austin checks out. Corbin Gafusi checks out. What an effort from Corbin. 7 points, 8 rebounds. And BYU's picking up its biggest win of the year at the best time of year, February, on down the stretch run. And BYU will be a game back of the Gales in the conference title chase.
Not often you clear your bench against St. Mary's,
yeah.
Craig.
Chase Fisher will sit. Chapman in. Celius in. Emery out. The starters are out. The backups are in. And BYU's gotten this one done here at the Marriott Center. What a night for BYU. Jacob Hartsock triggers near the St. Mary's end line. Gets it into Chapman. And there was a loose ball foul called. Did the count go off? 5 second count?
I think Jacob stepped over the line. Well, didn't have anywhere to go with it. That's an awkward spot. They gave him this inbound it there.
So it's a turnover on the sideline. It'll be into Porter. Porter gives to Jack Bible. But Randy Bennett's cleared his bench as well. Bible straight away. Fitzner. Fitzner for three. Strong on it. The rebound tracked down by Jordan Hunter. Out to Gonzalez for three. That's no good. Rebound to Hartsock. Outlet to Gwynn. And this one's over. 10 seconds to go. And the Gales are backed off. Cougar fans on their feet. It's a win over a ranked team. The league leaders come to Provo and go down by a score of 70-59. That is your final score. Here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network post-game recap is coming.